Suddenly, and then enroll at the local college, earn me a degree, and I could work weekends if I worked real hard. I could mow your backyard. I could go to Europe, travel with my friends. I could blow 1,000 Deutschmarks to get drunk in a pub with some Australians. Buy a giant backpack. Sew a flag on the back. Think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never wanna do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. I never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through forest inch by inch, doubled over on my hands and knees. Never spent a single day in retail, telling people what they want to hear, telling people anything to make a sale. Eating in the food court with the old and the bored. what's that funny smell? You eat the Bible anyway, you're sick with salmonella. You get your PhD, how happy you will be when you get a job at Wendy's and are honored with Employee of the Month.
In the 30 seconds this public service announcement will run, the United States will spend $161,146 on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ever wonder about where your tax money goes? More information on how your tax money is being spent can be found at nationalpriorities.org.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. freeform and educational radio.
To get to Careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother. fucked up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs, no, I'm still alive and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up like shadows. Only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain. just can't tell. Some they will and some they won't, but some it's just as well.
Yeah!
happy, 'cause today I found my friends. And in my head I'm so ugly. That's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke arm is Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Sean, and I'm filling in for whoever was supposed to be here right now. I'm going to play some tunes, and I hope you enjoy them. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
Trying to keep it clean.
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. But stay here for a little
This is Bendix, the Tomorrow People.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies? The name of the game is Lightworks.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.